Okay, we get up to the next parak, Tehillim Parak Peites 89. This parak is a long parak, and this parak is about where and what happened to Malchus Beis David. The first part of the parak is praise of Hashem. Hashem, you are in charge of the world, you're in charge of the heavens, you're in charge of the earth, you're in charge of nature, you're in charge of everything. Everything is in your hands. And that's part A. Part B, you promised David HaMelech. You promised David HaMelech that the Malchus will always be in his family, and it will go to his descendants, and there will never be any other king, v'chulu v'chulu, part two. And then part three of the parag is, so what happened? It's even with a little tone of chutzpah, as we'll see some of the Rishonim say that there's some didn't want to even say this parag. But what happened to Malchus Beis David? Where is it? You know, what's going on here? You left him. You didn't keep your promise. Very sharp words. Again, it might be just a reflective of a Jew in Golus. You know, where's Malchus Beis David? What's going on here? Not only forgetting David HaMelech, but maybe a yearning of forgetting Am Yisrael. But the parak is about David HaMelech, and the parak even ends off with, doesn't end off on such a, like the previous parak, on such a great nechama. It just ends off that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where is your chesed? Please remember David HaMelech. And then the parak ends off, Baruch Hashem li'olam, amen v'amen, which is the third part, the third book. Tehillim is broken up into a couple of books, as we mentioned earlier. The third book is finished with this parak, and that's why it ends off with Baruch Hashem li'olam, amen v'amen. Okay, so maskil la'etan ha'ezrachi. It is a maskil, again, a type of a song. Eitan o Ezrachi. So Eitan is either somebody named Eitan, a singer. Gemara Bava Basra says that Eitan is a nickname for Avraham. Avraham is a strong one, and Eitan is a strong one. So this is Avraham Avinu. What made Avraham Avinu strong? That he lifted other people up, right? He was the Amud HaChesed, as we know. That's what the messages of Avraham are. So the pasuk says, and that's where we start right away. Chazdei Hashem. We talk about Chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but Avraham Avinu mirrored that Chesed. Chazdei Hashem la'olam, Ashira l'dor v'dor. Chazdei Hashem is the Chesed of Hashem is forever. Ashira, I'm sorry. Chazdei Hashem laolam olam Ashira l'dor v'dor odia emunascha b'fi. The Chesed of Hashem I will forever sing about for generations. Odia emunascha, I will let everyone your emuna in my mouth. What is your emuna? And it said in the next pasuk also emuna, the emuna that Hashem keeps his promises, that Hashem keeps his words. That's the emuna. Right, Rashi says umahi emuna usa haftacha shiftachta es David al yedei nasan anavi. The promise that you made to David, that's your emunah, that's what I'm going to broadcast about. Ki amarti olam chesed ibana. Famous pasuk, because I say chesed is the basis of the world. Olam chesed yibane. Shamayim tachin emunascha bohem. The heavens have your emunah as their foundation. Olam chesed yibane. Rav Pinkus notes here in his Sefer Tehillim that what's the opposite of chesed? If you say the opposite of chesed, we would probably say it's achzarius. Chesed is kindness, and achzarius is a brazenness and wickedness. He says, really, the opposite of chesed is din. Chesed is mugzam, exaggerated, unlimited giving, unlimited focus on others. The opposite of that is, in a certain way, measured, everything exact. Din is exact. Chesed is overflowing without thinking about the recipient, just giving, even if it's not commensurate and appropriate for the recipient. That's chesed. Din is exact. What is appropriate in a certain case. Chesed is overflowing, and that's what we have to know. But it's the basis of the world. Olam chesed yibana. I saw the Be'er HaChaim quotes us a thought. Why is it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Nineveh a month warning? Och shloshim yom v'Nineveh ne'apeches. While stone was just destroyed. Stone was just destroyed. No warning. So he gives a mashal. He says, imagine there's owner of a bank who brings in a new manager. And the manager is so sweet and he's so nice to people. And he goes around and he says good morning to everyone. He brings them coffee. But he's not a good banker. And he loses to make money. And he doesn't deal with checks properly. So the next day, the head of the bank is going to come and fire him. And he brings in a new one. The next day, the new banker, the new manager is somebody. He knows his numbers. He is exacting. He's perfect in bank issues. but he doesn't have any, so to speak, bedside manner. He's rude. He's not considerate. V'chulu. So the owner calls him in and says, look, you have a great, great banking intelligence, but you got to work on this. You got to work on your midos. You got to work on. So why in the first case did he just fire him right away? In the second case, he came in to give him a chance to be able to work on it. Because what's the basis? If you have the basis, then you can work on the extras. But if you're missing the basics, so Stone was missing the basics. Midos is the basic. Olam chesed yibana. Without chesed, it's nothing. So you're fired. But the Ninveh, they had other averis, but the chesed wasn't their major flaw. And that is why they had Gneva, but it wasn't like it was a legalized anti-chesed. So, Olam Chesed Yibana, Shraim Tachan Emos Lam. Karati Brisla Bechiri. This is now Hashem talking. I made a covenant with my chosen one, Nishbati L'David Avdi. There's a promise here, as is discussed in Sefer Shmuel, and as will be discussed here. There's a promise that all the Rishonim quote. The Rishonim quote that there's a promise that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made this promise, is described in the first parak of Hilchas Malachim. The Rambam says in Hilchas Malachim, Mikivan Shenimshach David Zacha Bekeser Malchus. David was Zocha. Vahariya Malchus Lo Ulabanav HaZacharim HaKshirim Ad Olam. Shenemar Kisecha Yenachon Ad Olam. Velo Zacha El Ksheirim. Shenemar Im Yishbru Banecha Brisi. Avavish Lo Zacha El Ksheirim Lo Tikaris HaMalchus Mizera Dabal Olam. Even though only the Ksheirim would be Zocha to actually be the king, but even if they lose it because of their Averos, it's never going to go to a different zera. Hivticha HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'kach. Shenemar, im yazvu banav brisi u'mishpatai lo yelichun, ufakati b'shevet pisham, this is our parak, u'benigoyim avonam b'chazdi lo asir me'imo. That's the promise that we quote, we're going to quote this later in the parak, that we quote to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that you promised. The Ramban also discusses this on a different pasuk. The Ramban quotes lo yasir shevet mi'yehuda in Parshas Vayechi. That's where the Ramban, different than the Ramban says not only is it a promise, but it's an isser. It's an isser, it's an avera for any other Jew to try to usurp the malchus, to usurp the malchus. And that is why the Ramban, if you remember, says that's why Shaul HaMelech's malchus didn't last. That's why the whole Malchei Yisrael were ruling in sin. After the first couple of generations, they should have gone back to Malchus based David, and that's why the Chashmonaim eventually died out, because they were Kohanim. They shouldn't have been the king. They were violating this Isser. That's what the Ramban says. Me'es sheyochel liyehuda shevet Malchus lo yasim eno shevet acher. Right? Shelo yasir shevet miyehuda el echad me'echav ki Malchus Yisrael amoshel aleim imenu yeh velo yimshol echad me'echav alav. Right? And that's the pasuk. And that's the pasuk here in Vayechi. Says the, so the, this is a shvuah to David. Ad olam achin zarecha. This is still Hashem talking about this bris. Forever I will establish your children. Uvanisi l'dor l'vador kisach hasela. Your throne will be established. The yodu shamayim pelach Hashem. And the heavens will scream out in wonder, because this is a great reality. The fact that Malchus based David is in control. Af emunascha b'kal kadoshim. Also your emuna. The Radak says, your pla'im in Shamayim is the solar system. Your emuna in Shamayim are the malachim. So amongst the malachim and amongst the solar systems, there is joy and there is perfection. The Radak here says that the fact, what's the pella? The pella in Shamayim are the orbits. Sivuv ha-galgalim tamid. Tsunua she'en la-hefsik. There are orbits and rotations. Yore al-meniya she'meniyam. If there's constant rotations and orbits, and obviously there's somebody who's pulling the strings, who is orbiting them and rotating them. The yodu ki kol kocham, kocham yitchahu. They know that all of their koach comes from you. This is echoed by the Rambam also. The Rambam in Hilchos Yesod HaTorah discusses that the solar system, the sun and the moon and the stars, the Rambam says, have self-awareness and awareness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Rambam says in the end of Paragimel, Gimel Tes, Kol HaKochavim VaHaGalgalim Kulam Ba'ali Nefesh V'Deya VaHaskelheim. They're all knowledge. They have intellect, not intellect that we can understand. But V'Heim Chayim VaOmdim UMakirim and Mishamar VaHaya HaOlam. They recognize Hashem. Kol Echad VaEchad Lufi Gadlo ULufi Ma'alato Mishabchim UMefarim LiYotzram Kemo HaMalachim. They praise Hashem like the angels. UKeshem SheMakirim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Just like they praise Hashem, says the Rambam, kach makir mes atzman. They have self-awareness. Umakir mes hamalachim, shalom alamim. And they realize that the angels are above them. V'das hakochavim v'hagalgalim me'uta midas hamalachim u'gedola midas b'nei adam. The intellectual levels of the solar system and the sun and the moon and the stars are more than people and less than angels, right? So if you ask adult, right, we say, what are you talking about? The sun doesn't have a brain. That's true. The sun doesn't have a brain and the moon doesn't have a brain. But does that mean that it doesn't have das? If you ask a dog about the brain of the das of a person, he can't be masig. He can't describe it. It's beyond his capabilities. So too, this is beyond our capabilities to understand this. But the Rambam says that we know that it's true, that this is some of the plaos of the world. That's what the Radak here says, and it's echoed by the Rambam. Kimi v'shachak. So again, the first part, as we said, is praise of Hashem. Kimi v'shachak, galrok l'Hashem, who is like you amongst the heavens, who can be compared to you. Right? We know that everything in the heavens is nivra, is created. The Rambam describes how Avodah Zarah started, that they started worshiping those. But we know there's nothing like you, Yidmel Hashem b'vnei Elim, El Na'aratz Besod Kedoshim Rabbah, a God who is praised amongst the Kedoshim, amongst the angels. The Radak says, V'Nor Akol Svivav, he is awesome among his those that surround him. The Gemara Darshins, Nor Akol Svivav, that Hashem is medaktik with those that he loves, Kochot HaSaira, very, very carefully. Hashem Elokei Tzvakos, we know that so many Psukim in Tehillim are Darshan. We don't mention all of the drushes, but we do what we can. Hashem Elokei Tzvakos, Mi Kamocha Chasin Ka, who is like you in strength? The Emunascha Savivosecha. And Emuna is your surrounding. The Gemara, one Gemara, Gittin Nunvav, Darshan's Chasin as strength in patience. Strength and patience, right? The Gemara says there how Titus took when he broke into the Beis HaMikdash and he destroyed it, and he was Megadif Klape Mala, right? He blasphemed. What did he do? He took a Zona and he went into the Kodesh Kadashim. He took a Sefer Torah. He rolled it out, Rachman al-Islan. He committed an Aveira on the Sefer Torah. He took his sword, the Gidras HaParoches. He stabbed the Parochas, the Nasenes, Vayadam Vatzbis Vyose. Blood started spurting out of the Parochas. Ukisavar, Haraga, that's what he thought. He killed Hashem. And the Gemara says, Abachanan Omer, Michamocha Chasin Ka, our Pasuk. Michamocha Chasin Vakashe, Shata Shomea Niutso, the Gidufo Shaloso Harasha Vashosek. Who could have such power to be able to hold back and not punish right away? He got Titus. He got Titus, and he's getting Titus now as Titus continues to burn for eternity. But that is what's darshened in this pasuk. Atam Moshel, continuing now, pasuk good. Atam Moshel b'geas hayam, you are ruler in the sea. B'so golav atas hasham chem, at the height of the waves, you bring them down. You keep them in. You keep them in control. Atam dikiso kachalach rahav, you destroyed Mitzrayim like they were corpses. Bizra uzcha pizartu oivecha, you decimated your enemies. L'cha shemayim af l'cha aretz, you're in charge. I know this, says the Mishorer. Tevel umeloa atah yisadatam, the whole world, tevel umeloa, the physical world, what's filled in the world. Safon v'yamin atah baratam, north and yamin and right, atah yitzartam, which is east. Tavar v'chermon b'shimcha yireneinu, the mountains. The mountains sing to you. The Radak says all six directions, quoting from the Ibn Ezra. The six directions are mentioned here because it says Shemayim Va'aretz, that's up down, then right left, and then front back. The six directions Hashem is in charge of. V'chazaroam gevura, to you is the strength. To'oz yadcha, tormi minacha. We're familiar with some of these psukim from Tefillah. Tzedek u'mishpat mechon kisecha, righteousness and justice are the basis of your throne. Chesed ve'emes yikad mufanecha. Four different midos here. The Radak says, as he often does, Kafal ha'inyan, tzedek and chesed go together, mishpat and emes go together. The Malbim, Kedarko b'kodesh, says, no, there's a difference between the two. The difference between all of these lashonos. But what he says, mishpat and chesed, mishpat is teva, the rules that Hashem set up. And then chesed is beyond. That's l'malam and ateva. Hashem, you're in charge of everything. Ashrei ha'am yodei serua. Now we have these few psukim that we say before Tekiah Shofar. Praised is the nation that knows the trua. That knows the trua. Now we're going from, this pasuk is switching from Hashem, you're in charge of the world. Now we're getting to in charge of the Jewish people in a special relationship. Praise is the nation that knows the trua. Rashi quotes, that blows the trua on Rosh Hashanah. What do you mean you know a trua? If you listen to a trua, you could blow a trua. This merames to the topic that many discuss, and that is shofar is not just a mitzvah, but it is a form of tefillah itself. It's a tefillah without words. We've had shiurim about this. Why do we blow a tefillah without words on Rosh Hashanah? The importance of it, but it's clear. Right? Hashem is mevin u'ma'azin, we'll call tekiyasenu. Right? He understands our shofar. doesn't just hear our shofar. So also we need to be yodei teruah. Hashem ba'ar panecha yahalechun. Hashem, in your face we go, or they go, the Bnei Yisrael. B'shimcha, in your name, yegilun kol hayom. We have such simcha. I saw one of the Achronim say, b'shimcha is referring to tefillin. Because the shem of tefillin, k'shem Hashem nikra alecha, tefillin, yegilun, we have b'simcha. There are two stories in Maseches Brachos, that one of the Amoraim was having levity. So his Rebbe says to him, what are you doing? He says, no, don't worry, I'm wearing tefillin. Because tefillin brings simcha. B'shimcha yegilun kol hayom. The Kamotzi Shal Rav quotes that. U'v'tzidchazcha yarumu. Ki tiferus uzamo ata. You have the strength. U'v'tzoncha tarum karneinu. Our horn is lifted up. And now we get to Hashem, you're in charge of the world. You're in charge of us. And now we get to Hashem, you promised. You made the following very comprehensive promise. Ki l'Hashem maginenu v'kodosh Yisrael malkeinu. Hashem, you are our protection. You are our king. But you also gave us a king, Rashi, referring to David and Shlomo, as you'll see. As dibarta b'chazon l'chasidecha, you spoke in a vision to your pious. Who are your pious? Rashi. Nasan Navi, Garachoza, Vatomer. And you said, Shivisa Israel Gibar, I will place help. Hari Mosi Bachur Me'am, I will choose one from the Am. Bachur Me'am. The Medrash talks about a number of individuals that are included here. Matsasi David Avdi. B'shemen kachim m'shachtev. Hashem says that I found David and I anointed him with the holy oil. Asher yadi tikonimo avzroi ta'amsenu. I will strengthen him. Lo yashi oyevo. His enemy won't destroy him. Uven avla. The sinners lo ya'anenu won't torture him. V'chatosi mi panav tzarav. I'll cut down enemies from in front of him. Umesan av egof. V'emunasi v'chastimo. My emuna, my chesed will be with him. U'bishimi tarum karno. His horn will be uplifted. V'samti v'yam yado. He will be in charge of the yam. U'vanaharos yimino. Hu yikra eni aviata. He will call me father. Eli v'tzur Yeshua si. Afani b'charet nehu. He'll call me father. I will place him as my b'char. When he in b'char, David wasn't a b'char. He was in either the seventh child or the eighth child. Different versions. The Ebenezer says he was the first in the Malchus based David. So that makes him the Bechor. The Medrash says he got a double portion. He was king in Olam Hazeh and king in Olam Haba. Rashi says, like other Mefarshim on Chumash, Bechor means Gadol. Doesn't have to be firstborn. Gadol et Nehu. The Meshechachma on the Pasuk there in Shmos, where Hashem says, B'ni Bechori Yisrael, a Bechor is someone who made the parent a father. Bechor makes a father a father. We made Hashem, Hashem. And therefore, that's what this pasuk is. He's going to call us. I mean, we called him father, David. And Am Yisrael called Hashem father, so he called us Bechor. Says the Meshech Chachma. Ben Bechor noto bishnayim yishim shehu aso so la'av. Kein Yisrael asu kaviyacho la'ashem yisbarach. La'av la'olam. Shehemi kiru hashkachaso v'yichudo b'tevel u'pashut. Right, that's this pasuk. Avani Bechor adeo el yon malchei eretz. Hashem says, I'm going to make him in charge. I will always guard my chesed with him. We continue. Hashem says, I will give it to his descendants also. But now Hashem says, if they leave, if his children leave my Torah, they don't follow, I'm going to punish them. Remember the Rambam quoted this pasuk. I will punish them with plagues and with smacks. V'chasdi lo afir me'imo, but I will never eternally remove my chesed from him. V'lo ashaker be'emunasi, I won't lie in my emuna. Lo achalel brisi u'motzas v'asai lo ashaneh, I won't be mechalel or change what I promised. Achaz nishbati b'kachi im l'David achazev, I'm going to lie to David. Right, zaro la'olam yihyeh. His zero will be like the sun. The sun's always there. Ki yarech yikon olam, like the moon. The Radak says, sometimes you can see the moon, sometimes you can't see the moon. So sometimes he'll be up, sometimes he'll be down. But it'll be like the moon. It'll always be there, but sometimes you just can't see his greatness. Va'ad v'shachag ne'aman selah. So through Pasuk Lamed Ches, that's the promise. And now starts Harifus. The Radak quotes from the Eben Ezra that there was a certain Sfardi Chacham that did not say over this Mizmar. It's too chutzpedik. How can you say these things to Hashem? The Eben Ezra softens it a little bit, but the Radak says, what are you talking about? Every word of Tehillim was said Baruch HaKodesh. Right? How can you say that it's something Sheino Hagun? Right? How can you say that? Right? The point of this Mizmor is that Hashem, you've forgotten us, or it feels like you've forgotten us because we're sitting here in Galus. But there were many. There were many that spoke to Hashem. The Radak continues. What did Moshe Rabbeinu say to Hashem? Remember the promise to the Avos. What are you doing? Yishayahu HaNavi says, Hashem, lama tateinu Hashem idrachecha? Why have you wandered from your way? Right? All of the greats that stood up on the behalf of Klal Yisrael spoke this way. Eliyahu HaNavi, v'yata asibos es libam, it's your fault. So Moshe, Yishayahu, Eliyahu all said this. So says the Radak, don't say that you can't say this. It's Tehillim. Kulam dibru shelo kahogan? No, this is a way that they taught to reflect the pain that they're in. So here's the pasuk. Lamites. Vata zanachta. You left. Vatimas. And you expressed disgust. Hisabarte mishichecha. You got angry with your Mashiach. Ge'arta brisavadecha. You have destroyed the covenant. Chilalta la'aris nizro. You threw his crown down. Paratza kogde rosav. You broke down the gate. Samta mibsarav mechita. You threw down his fences. And the pasuk continues, Hare Mosa Yamin Sarav, you lifted up his enemies, his smachta kolevav, you made his enemies happy. Hashem, how did you do this? Hishbata mitaharo, right? You have in pasuk memhei, right? You brought it, you ended, like lahashbis, his greatness, the kiso, the throne that you promised him, la'aretz migarta, you threw down, you broke, v'chulu, skip, zacharani macheled, right? I remember, right? What it was supposed to be. Chalad is like days of seniority and elderliness. Amashava rasa kol b'nei Adam. And if you don't keep your promise to David, what about us? What's the point of living? Mi gever yichye v'lo yirm avis. Everybody's going to die eventually. Ayei chasadecha harishonim Hashem. Nishbata la David. Where's the chesed you said you swore to David? Again, it's very strong. But again, it could be seen as a context of a Jew in pain. We want Malchus Beis David. Hashem. We wouldn't be calling out to Hashem if we didn't think he could bring us back. And the parak ends, Zuav Zachar Hashem Cherpas Havodecha, please remember, look at the Cherpa that we've gone through. Asher Cherfu Evecha Hashem, they've embarrassed us, they've shamed us. Asher Cherfu, what does it say? Ikvos Mishichecha. Right? They have made fun of the footsteps of your Mashiach, but that's where the phrase comes, Ikvos at the Mashiacha. And the parak ends off, Baruch Hashem La'olam, Amen V'Amen. The Radak says, either it's a vision of seeing the Yeshua and giving the bracha, or just Stam. When you finish a section of a Sefer, you finish the chapter, this is the end of the third part of Tehillim, and therefore you have that. The Mesudas David says, it's a line that even after all of the upsetness, I recognize, Hashem, that you're in charge, and it all has a plan. Okay, we'll stop here.